really try to like pretend that this political system is real or substantial, and then some major coonery like this stuff that's going on with the financial system right now happens. So this is the Henry Paulson and Ben Bernanke.
Your boy Alan Greenspan does the best that he can to walk away from this mess with clean hands. He cut interest rates to the floor and shit, supported the lending of subprime mortgages to people far too poor to afford this shit. Yeah, on the surface sure it seems great, giving poor folks a road into real estate. But don't get comfortable, wait. The payments start to rise, it's adjustable rate. Lenders flip them like they hustle and wait, and sell the debt from your apartment on foreign markets. This predatory mortgage started without the hint of a down payment. Flipping it sounds dangerous, and greedy investors flipping promissory notes on the hopes of future interest when the borrower is broke. This was the housing bubble. Now hundreds of thousands struggle to fight foreclosure, and moreover, the big banks take a spanking. They came from caked up to bankrupt tanking. Institutions the World Bank depends on gone like the company's WorldCom and Enron. Now here comes the crazy part. The Fed starts to bail them out days apart. Instead of folding them or scolding them, the U.S. government bank takes control of them. The same folks that insisted to keep the rates low on the interest and told the banks to go rape folks and pillage and make those millions, knowing it would fail. Now they slide it though, control them with the bailouts. They should go under the jailhouse for economic devastating, calculating Lehman Stearns and Merrill's failing. But they out parasailing with Sarah Palin.
The computer model is called the Financial Accelerator. I went to see it at the office of Mark Gertler, a professor of economics at New York University. Gertler worked with Ben Bernanke on it in the 1980s. Now, there are lots of models of various aspects of the economy out there. This one is sort of unique because it was designed to incorporate the rippling effects of shocks to the financial system. Exactly what's going on now.
Ultimately, we would like to be able to make precise predictions. Yes, we know the economy will get into trouble, or can get into trouble due to these forces, but we'd like to be able to say how much.
So does the model say, we're heading for doomsday?